This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The details of this morning's updated consumer price index you have surely heard or read a time or two today. Inflation is running at 3.5% year on year, 3.8% annually if you take out food and energy costs, which can bounce around a lot and so can muddy the readings, even though, yes, we all do use food and energy. But that is not the most important thing to know today.
We've been saying that we expect inflation to move down to 2%, but on a path that is sometimes bumpy.
One compares the chair of the Federal Reserve to a horse's mouth at one's peril. But I asked Jay Powell when we had him on the program a week or so ago, that is to say, I got it straight from the horse's mouth, why this last mile of getting inflation down to 2% has been so hard.
The question then is, are those just bumps or are they something more than bumps? Is progress on inflation going to slow for more than, 2 months?
Great question, Chair Powell. The answer?
There isn't anybody who knows.
Oh.
Our position is we don't know.
Okay.
We'll tell you what we will do if inflation does come down. And that's sort of the base case. That is what we expect. We expect inflation to come down on a sometimes bumpy path to 2%.
Bumpy, the key word.
But if that doesn't happen, then obviously our rate policy will be different. And we, for example, we can hold rates where they are for longer. And that's what we would do, of course, if inflation doesn't come down, if we don't see the progress we're looking at.
So here's the point of all that. The last mile of anything, package delivery, internet service, basically you name it, that last mile is hard. And sometimes it is bumpy, and that is to be expected. Is the short-term inflation trend line great? No. Are there implications for Fed rate cuts at play here? Yes, obviously. Do we know much else? Not really.